ComFish always includes a lineup of fishery forums, and there's one big takeaway from this year's schedule. Climate change is here, and it's affecting Alaska's fisheries.
For years now, we've been thinking about climate change as something that's coming in the future, something that's maybe coming somewhere else.
That's Mike Litzo. He's the director of the Kodiak Lab for NOAA Fisheries and is presenting at this year's ComFish. He's also on KMXT's board of directors.
We're seeing temperatures in the Gulf and in the Bering that we couldn't get to in the pre-industrial world. And then we're seeing consequences of those temperatures.
He says researchers are increasingly able to link extreme weather events to human-caused climate change using what's called attribution science, which looks at whether climate change caused certain weather events to be more severe, and if so, by how much. He says events like the marine heat wave known as the blob, which warmed the Gulf of Alaska back in 2014, is an example.
We saw the Pacific cod collapse in the Gulf. We've seen snow crab collapse in the Bering Sea. We've seen sockeye fisheries in the Gulf doing poorly. And all those sort of with different strengths of evidence can be linked to these extreme temperatures that we know are human caused.
This year's ComFish panelists will lead over a dozen forums covering issues like harmful algal blooms and ocean acidification to the state of the Bering Sea crab population. 14 Alaskan fisheries were given federal disaster designations in January by the U.S. Department of Commerce, and that's likely to come up at this year's event, too. Alaska Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang says one of the reasons was a warming ocean.
For many years, we assumed the ocean was this unchanging variable out there. And I think we've now come to the understanding that the ocean's not as static as it once thought it was.
Vincent Lang will be one of the first presenters at this year's ComFish. He says the department has done a lot over the years to understand freshwater habitats, but ocean research is ongoing. Vessels from the U.S., Canada, and Russia are surveying the North Pacific in the largest ever study of salmon at sea. But Vincent Lang says that will take time.
We're starting to piece all these puzzle pieces together in the ocean, but unfortunately, answers take time to fully develop and emerge from that research.
So what does all this mean for fishermen? Marisha Shimkoviak is a research social scientist at NOAA and another ComFish presenter. Fishermen are on the front lines of climate change and are well aware that it's happening, according to Shimkoviak. But there needs to be better communication between scientists and fishing communities about just what happens next.
There is this sort of trench between scientists and the people who need that science to make decisions about their livelihood and their way of life.
Shimkoviak says there's a forward-looking part of that conversation, and despite the challenges presented by climate change, there's also opportunity, like investments in rebuilding working waterfronts and supporting newer industries like mariculture.
Fishermen are thinking about those things. You know, those aren't ideas that I am bringing forth to the communities. That's not really my role in those. They are the ones that are really kind of ready. You know, they have those ideas. And we need to have more of these conversations, really.
That conversation and others will have to wait until Thursday when ComFish kicks off in the Kodiak Harbor Convention Center. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.